Welcome, everybody, to The Rad Life, the only talk radio show that takes you along with host and age explorer Rod Gontos on his continuing journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older. The Rad Life is brought to you this week by Your Home for a Lifetime, a company dedicated to empowering you to stay safely, independently, and comfortably in your own home. And now here is your host, Rod Gontos.
All right, now let's try it. I think we got Rod Gontos on a cell phone here.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly. Say hi to your guest.
Hey, Belgan, how are you?
Good, Rod. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, there she is. I can hear her now.
Yeah,
okay.
That's amazing. The technology we can pull together here. I don't know why you were trying to call from your cell phone using Skype. Let's just talk to you the old-fashioned way. When he says I wasn't three times in a row, Belgan, you know he's exaggerating here.
You know, can you set up a meeting with the technical side of the show, please, for next week?
Okay, all right. We'll get this ironed out here.
No, it's actually kind of funny, right? I mean, we are, I told somebody about 10 minutes ago, I said, I'm going to be in Oceanside, California, talking to my guests from Turkey, channeling through a station in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, why? That makes total sense. Belgan gets it. We all get it. Well, you're the only one surprised here.
No. I'm just thinking it's very appropriate given the fact that we're talking about global wellness.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's the world is small and smaller by the minute, and it's I'm glad. I know it's 10 o'clock. Isn't it? Is it 10 or past 10 in Turkey, Belgan?
It's 5 plus 10 p.m.
Okay. So
wow.
I really appreciate you making the time. And
my pleasure.
We usually do this with every show, is we give the guest an opportunity to just tell us a little bit about themselves. And the only question I ask, and I already kind of know a little bit maybe as far as the answer to this, I want people to get to know you, but also we say, you know, how is it that you find yourself doing what you're doing? And I know that you have a lot of involvement, you know, within Richmond International and then your family background. But the thing that really I think, especially since tomorrow is Thanksgiving and people are going to eat too much anyway and hoard themselves, the thing that I wanted to kind of talk about is how did you find yourself actually founding Global Wellness Day, which has just taken off like crazy, which is awesome.
Well, thank you.
And start by giving us your name, because Rod was so rude he didn't bring you in and tell everybody your name.
I know who she is.
All right. Well, my name is Belgan Aksoy. I've been in the tourism and hotel industry for the last 20 years. And 10 years ago, actually, things a bit shifted in my life because we have opened Richmond Noir Wellness and Spa, which is the first and only destination spa in Turkey. And actually, the date kind of coincided with my illness that I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Oh, my God.
And things kind of changed in my life. My priorities changed, the way I look at things, the way, you know, the meaning of gratitude actually completely had a different definition. My son was 17 months old, and I had to be away from him for about 2 weeks because I had to be in a hospital room, like, how do you say, like, because of the radiation, you have to, like, stay on your own. Actually, those 2 weeks taught me the importance of a lot of things, from being able to hug your loved ones, being able to touch them, being able to tell them that you love them. It was really a tough experience, and I asked myself, what is the universe trying to teach me? Because after those 2 weeks that I was back at home, now I had to keep 5 meters of distance with my loved ones because, you know, I was radioactive.
So, literally had to stay 5 meters away, which I think in American terms is about 10 feet away.
I guess so.
10 or 12. Like, I think if it's 2 or 3 feet per meter here. Or 2 or 3 meters per feet.
3.2 is the variable. Yes, it's 15 to 20
15 feet away from your loved ones because you're still glowing with radiation.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
So that meant that I had to hide myself from my son because since he was only 17 months old, I wasn't going to be able to tell him, hey, you know, wait, don't come 5 minutes.
Yeah, stay over there.
then again, like I was able to look at him out from the window behind the curtain, but I was not able to show myself.
Oh, my
to him.
God.
So it's all, I mean, it sounds really tragic, and but
yeah.
I'm so glad that all this has happened because it had a reason, and I'm glad and I'm proud of myself that I was able to look at it.
You're actually the third young woman. I'm looking at your picture here because you're calling us via Skype here, and obviously with a 17-year-old son, you're much younger than we are, much younger than I am. I'm going to be 60, as I keep saying.
No, my son is 12 years old. He was 17 months old.
Oh, I thought this just actually, okay,
yes,
well.
And this was 10 years ago.
You're still much younger than we are. And the question I have is, I'm suddenly hearing about women with thyroid cancer. I have had three young women that are in our extended circle of either family or friends that have all, at some point in time, young in their life, come down with thyroid cancer. Is this something that we're not hearing about? Is this something that is women are more prone to, particularly younger women, or is this just a coincidence in my life?
That's, I mean, according to what I read, it's not a coincidence in your life, especially if you have a problem with thyroid, if you have nodules, it's possible that they turn to cancer if you are, you know, after you give birth, because with all this hormonal change
yes.
that happens in your body, so it's possible that it will turn into cancer, which that's what happened to me.
Wow.
But the thing is, after you have the operation, and I had a total, how do you call it, like the...
They take your thyroid out,
It was totally taken out.
Right.
Then you start taking a pill for all your life.
Because, yeah, right.
You know, a pill needs to do the job of your thyroid, which is
the thyroid,
between
yeah.
9 and 12 grams, which, again, I don't know in your terms, but it's really, really light, and it's a very small organ, but it's called the maestro of the body.
Yeah, it regulates everything, like
yeah,
a maestro. It regulates everything. Whether you feel hot or cold, whether you're...
Exactly, In the morning when you wake up, you know, my doctor said, you think that it's you who is deciding what you're going to do or how you're going to feel that day? It's not true. It's your thyroid that is taking the decisions.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was all this up and downs with my moods, and I had all these mood swings because, you know, my body was not regulated with
right.
this medicine. I had to get divorced.
Oh, my God.
That didn't last.
So it really put a strain on your whole life, not just your work life and your husband, with your family, with everybody. I've seen the same thing with the other young women that have experienced this. It sort of catches them off guard because you don't expect to have cancer in your 20s or whatever. And then you think this thyroid that somebody, I'm not even 100% sure what it looks like or where it is in your body. We know about your liver and other organs, but this thyroid...
It's like a butterfly.
Yeah, and it seems to control so much of your mood, your feelings, and everything, and without it, you act crazy almost,
Challenge starts actually after you have the operation, like I was saying. It's now 11 years that I had the operation, and it's not that you forget about it in those 11 years. You just have to deal with it every single day.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people that gain lots of weight after
steroids
operation. But I said to myself that I wasn't going to say, you know, okay, hands up, okay, I gain weight because I have thyroid problems, I have mood swings because I have thyroid problems, I'm depressed because of that, so I just didn't want to hide behind that, and I made a lot of changes in my life, and I got addicted to fitness and wellness and healthy eating, and the fact that we had just opened, like I said, the destination spa in Turkey, because like my work has changed as well, and that became my little baby that I was trying to learn as much as I can for work, and then as much as I can, I was trying to learn for myself as well.
Right.
So it was just, you know, the gift from the sky.
And you had no choice. I mean, this, like you said, this affected your life. I mean, most people don't even think of something that called thyroid.
No.
You know,
yeah.
And until they face it, and I've known a couple of people, and it is an increase, definitely, and it might have to do something with the prognosis or the detection systems that are out today, but at the same time, it is a rare, if I understand correctly, Vivian, you correct me, but it is a rare cancer, right? I mean, it is increasing,
well,
but it's not...
Yeah, it is rare, but, you know, the nice thing is that, again, what my doctor has told me is that if someone has to have cancer, if it's a must, if you cannot run away from it, just pray that it is thyroid cancer, because it's really hard that you will die from it.
Yes.
Right. You really have to be like not taking care of yourself at all and not doing your tests. Many years jump to your lymph nodes and then to your lungs and all that.
But it's
really rare that that will happen. So, and the fact, the other nice thing is that the radioiodine therapy that you get is like a smart bomb, that it just lands on your thyroid and it doesn't damage the rest of
your
body like chemotherapy or radiotherapy.
And that's what somebody once described radiation therapy to me as, trying to pull out a splinter with a hammer. You know, you're smashing your thumb, you're smashing your finger trying to get this little tiny thing out of your body here, and that's kind of what radiation does. It overkills everything. And yes, I've heard that thyroid cancer is certainly one of the more livable, curable ones, but it makes your life, you're forever dependent on this pill to do what your this little tiny organ does and regulate your body.
I'm sure, you know, there's also the regular checkup and double checking, and maybe it's every few years or something, but it happens. I mean, my sister is a breast cancer survivor. You know, the fact that you have dealt with something like this, or that you're dealing with something like this, to your point, it isn't something that just goes away. It is something now that has become part of your daily reality.
Exactly.
Now, this led you opened up a spa in Turkey. I got to stop you right there. I thought Turkey is what we're all trying to emulate. Rod's always telling me that this is the land of spas and this is the land of a Turkish baths and all that kind of stuff. And you're saying, no, that's not the case.
Well, it is the land of Turkish baths, that's for sure, but not the spas. Like if you would go back 10 years before, then there were no spas here. We had the hotel spas that had two massage rooms and a sauna, if you would call that a spa.
Right.
But there were no, you know, day spas or destination spas or even resort spas. Yes, the Turkish bath is in our culture, is in our traditions. You know, we have had it for hundreds of years. But as we all know, Turkish bath and spa is two completely different things. A Turkish bath can be a part of a spa, but it cannot be a spa on its own.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think the other thing is, you know, culturally in that part of the world, you know, the Japanese have it as well. The multiple cultures have this sort of ritualistic aspect of not necessarily wellness, but maybe like physical pampering. And you know, the Turkish baths or the you know, Indian sweat lodges, it's more of a social communal thing maybe, but there not necessarily is a wellness component to it. In fact, it does, I mean, from what I know, that even here has become, is more of a recent blending into that spa environment where you start talking about wellness. And we've talked about this, Paul, before, you know, when you've got an aging population, you have an increased awareness. You know, I look at my dad and I go, okay, he's in his late 80s and I've probably got another 10 to 15 years on top of whenever he, you know, heaven forbid should leave us. Your reality changes. And so now the language changes. And whether, you know, you're young or you're old, like as in the case with Belgian, you know, things hit you. Who thinks that in their 20s they're going to basically face, you know, some sort of disease or medical condition that will then now impact the rest of their life?
Particularly cancer. You don't hear that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're invincible, you know.
All right, so you did the day spa, and then that led you to what? This new, tell us about this day that you've created, and how did you get it to spread globally?
Yeah, but before that, what made the connection for you, Belgian? I mean, what made the connection in your mind that on the wellness side of things, there was a need for this, and that it needed to be a global message? Because I think for me, to look at that, that is not only an ambitious and wonderful sort of goal, but it's also sort of huge. I mean, you know, how do you go from, I have a spa, and I have my own personal condition, and what caused you to say, I got to take this and make it global? Or was it the first step, or was it a second step? How did you get there?
Okay, it was actually very simple. It was
it's very simple. Oh, okay, well, that's the end of the interview here.
It was very, very simple, because it was in 2012. It was after a very busy work day, and I was surfing on the internet and checking when and where Wellness Day is celebrated in the world.
Okay.
And so that I could be a part of the celebrations. And to my surprise, I found out that there was no Wellness Day celebrated, and I was really, really shocked. I said, it's impossible. Like, even in the United States, that there's a day for everything.
Surely in California, there must be a Wellness Day. Yeah, right.
Hug Day, and how can we, like, wellness is the most important thing in our lives, and everybody wants to be well, and there is no Wellness Days. So then the next day, I, you know, came together with my team, and I said, you know, I found out that there is no Wellness Day in the world. It's like, shall we just start celebrating Wellness Day in our hotel? And we said, yeah, why not? So that year in June, we have invited 200 people to the hotel. We opened our doors and we have organized a day that, you know, started in the morning with yoga, and people that have never done yoga in their lives did yoga. Then nutrition psychologists came from the United States, and he gave a speech, and it was a day full of, you know, workshops, and it was on the green, and the hotel is by the lake, so people had this day of finding themselves again. And then at the end of the day, we said, well, I think our motto should be one day can change your whole life, because at the end of the day, I heard people coming and saying, oh, I've never done yoga before, and I think I'm going to keep on doing it because I kind of, you know, felt good, and I didn't know anything about juicing. I did this workshop now, and I think I'm going to, like, start my day every morning with a juice now. So things were changing in people's lives. And then for two consecutive years, we've done it at the hotel. And in 2014, we had to skip because we were actually going to do it in Istanbul this time in a park, and we were going to be with the public instead of the hotel guests. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, there was this political things going on, and everything was canceled in the city. Fast forwarding to 2015, it became global, and from one single spa in Turkey, it was in 1 year, let's say, like if you say that between 2012 and between 2015, it was only in Turkey, and then from there, in 1 year, it went global, and it was celebrated more than 600 locations in 72 countries in 7 continents in the world, with its 64 Global Wellness Day ambassadors.
All right, you got to stop. I got to stop you there. So, how did we go from you did it 2 years by yourself at your own property there, and then you missed a year, and how did it make the leap to all these other places? How did they even know about it?
Well, I attend to Global Wellness Summits every year, which is done in a different country every year. And last year it was in Marrakesh, and I have I asked if I could, you know, run a forum and talk about Global Wellness Day and invite the delegates to be a part of it. And there was a lot of interest, and plus there was an infographic competition that 50 countries have attended, and the question was, describe wellness by a video graphic in 1 minute.
Wow.
And we've prepared that, and we won. Winning that, the forum, and, you know, my networking kind of helped. And, you know, for something to happen, I think, like, everything just falls into
place. Has to line up, right? The universe has to fall into place. Is that video
exactly.
Is that video online that we can see on, like, YouTube
sure.
or something?
It's on YouTube. Just if you write Global Wellness Day, you're going to see the one-minute video, the Global Wellness Day around the world in 2015. We prepared this video with all the different countries that have celebrated it. It was really such a beautiful day, June 13th, because it's celebrated every second Saturday in June. In 2015, it was on June 13th.
Is there some symbolism to that? How did you pick that date?
Yeah, why that date?
Well, you know, it, again, going back to 2012, we said, well, you know, the schools close in June. We wanted to be on a day that people haven't left for the summer houses.
Right.
Or we said, okay, let's do it in June because we wanted to be outdoor and we didn't want the rain to stop us. So we thought June was the correct month. And then actually the first year we've done it on a Sunday, but then we figured that people want to be with their families on a Sunday and, you know, they don't want to go to a party, let's call it. So then we changed it to Saturday. But now that it's global, we cannot change the day according to the countries. Every country is celebrating it on the same day.
And was it celebrated here in the U.S.? And then I'll let Rod pipe in here. Was it celebrated here?
It was actually in Beverly Hills in Four Seasons at the roof.
Four Seasons.
The helipad. There was yoga
You know, that's one of Rod's clients here. He's one of the ones he worked at. Right there. The
I just talked to them today.
That was done by
I just talked to them today about... about
several hotels that celebrated it, actually.
So you were just talking to the Four Seasons today here?
Yeah, I just talked to them today. Actually, we're meeting with them in about a week or so. We're redoing their treatment rooms and the spa. But yes, that was a big deal, and they did it on the helipad on top of the roof. And I think there was a bunch of activities, including yoga. The other thing that how I heard of it is because right after that Marrakesh meeting, people were just very energized, very excited. I mean, people were just showing up with these red circular pads that said Global Wellness Day, or not red, a pink. Uh-huh. Said Global Wellness Day, and handing them out, and hey, let's take a picture and stuff like that. There were a lot of people that...
We lost her. The world didn't know that we lost her here. Rad was covering and talking over it here, but now they know we lost you for a moment.
I was just saying, Belgin, that people showed up after the Marrakesh event, and everybody was very engaged and excited, and everybody had the pink paddles that said, Global Wellness Day, and they were all taking photos together, and I mean, that's how I found out about it, and I'm like, wow, and the next thing you know, there's a network of ambassadors that are signing up. I think it has a lot to do with timing, where we are as a global society, and also I think generationally where there's an appreciation. Because I remember growing up in the Middle East, and, we ate a lot, and we hung out a lot, and there was a lot of unhealthy habits like smoking and all this stuff happening, and those are all changing.
You grew up in the Middle East. I grew up in the Middle West here, as they call it in America.
You probably had the same thing going on.
We had nothing like that. We had the let's get fat and eat salty pork day.
I'm saying we had the same thing, Paul.
Yeah, right. There was no global wellness. It was like to see how big a globe we could build on our body here. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's an amazing effort. It has just caught on like wildfire, and I can't be happier seeing it happen, because at the end of the day, I think the impetus that caused you to look inwards and this is my reality now, and where's my balance, and wellness is one of those terms. And I remember this, even a conversation that took place at like an International Spa Association, where the discussion was, what is this wellness word, Danny? What is the definition of this thing? Because, A, it varies for every single person. And so I'm going to turn the mic to you, Belgin, and say, okay, from your perspective, what is the definition of wellness?
It's balance with one word.
It's balance.
Harmony of your being healthy spiritually, mentally, and physically. Because when we say wellness, unfortunately, a lot of people think that it's all about exercise and healthy eating.
Right.
You can be exercising and eating healthy, but feeling like crap, because you might be spiritually not balanced and not feeling good, and you might not be feeding your heart and your soul. Not all about this physical beauty, but it's also your inner self, being connected to yourself. Wellness is also waking up in the morning and opening the window or looking up in the sky and being able to see the sky. And when you look at a tree, being able to see it, being aware of the fact that you're actually breathing. It's looking at into a baby's eyes and actually, having tears in your eyes. Smelling a flower. It's just understanding that, we're here for a certain period of time. We're not immortal. One day, we're all going to die. And it's not that it's this tragic thing. It's probably beautiful after we die as well. But since now that we're here, we have to make the best out of it. And we don't need to get sick in order to understand the importance of our life and of our life.
So you live in a very different place than we're at right now. We're in sunny Southern California. Wellness is all around us. It's a word people would welcome and recognize. Nobody would cringe like they would where I grew up in the Midwest, where people weren't so focused on it. What's it like in Turkey? I have no idea what Turkish society is, although I know it's in some sort of turmoil or transition these days. It seems to have one foot in Europe and one foot in the Middle East, and I don't know how that translates into their feeling about wellness.
It's a trend now. I would say, which it shouldn't be a trend, of course. Wellness is something that you should be having for
part of your life.
If a part of your life, too.
Right, because a trend suggests that it's hot now, but something else will replace it next year.
But I hope not. I see the new generation that is caring more about it. They're more into fitness and they're more into healthy. They're into their happiness, though. That's the part that is worrying me the most for Turkey and for the whole world. Because actually, in that one-minute video that you watch when you have time, you're going to see that we actually focused on depression, because according to World Health Organization, by the year 2030, the biggest threat that we're going to be facing is going to be depression.
Really?
It is not going to be
cancer or heart disease,
or diabetes or cancer. It's going to be depression. I was shocked when I actually read that, and I feel like, you know, we're like all in a train going full speed to a wall, and we have to do something about it. Unfortunately, we're living in an unhappy world. And with this technology, yes, you know, the world gets smaller, you know, see how beautiful that we can actually connect. But especially the young generation, now they're facing this danger of being together alone. Before, we were either with our friends or we were by ourselves at home.
Right.
But now they are in front of the computer, and I have a son that is 12 years old now, and he is, unfortunately, even though I am the founder of Global Wellness, I am facing this challenge with my own son. But it is what it is today. You know, he's in front of the computer online with his friend, and he thinks he's together with his friend, and he's actually together alone. So it's the first time that we're going to be seeing this generation growing up, and are they going to be happy people or are they going to be unhappy people? Well, I cannot be very optimistic about this because people don't share anymore.
And I'm going to ask Rod his opinion on that because that's an interesting question. We've never broached on this show before, but I think about here we are in Southern California. In some ways, this iconic place everybody wants to be in Southern California. It's sun, it's fun, it's happy, it's the symbolism of the good life here. And yet, even though we have more material goods than ever before and more technical abilities and more medicine and all these things that have prolonged our life that should make us happier, I don't know that we are happier than our grandfather's generation who had so much less.
I remember, I've been online, I've talked about this before with you, Paula. You know, I've been online since 94, when we used to pay a dollar a minute on AOL.
Yeah, right,
and,
me too.
And I remember a gentleman wrote a book called Living at the Speed of Light. And that was in 94. And it predicted basically, literally what it sounds like, living so fast. You know, it's almost like that old Eagles song, Take It Easy, Don't Let Your Own Wheels Drive You Crazy.
Yeah.
We live in a world of 24/7. Right, and you literally have to be disciplined to disconnect. Okay, we've laughed and joked here on this show about this new device now that looks like a pepper grinder. That basically, if you turn it one way, it grinds pepper. If you turn it the other way, it emits an EMP pulse that turns off all wireless networks of any devices within, you know, like a 30 or 40 foot radius.
So that if you're trying to have dinner with people, their phones won't work. You literally block their phones with the pepper mill. Yeah.
Right, and so people, and you see it all the time, go to Starbucks, but to anywhere, you see people sitting in, you know, couples, whatever, sitting at the same table, and they're basically communicated with one another, or people that are upstairs in the bedroom that, you know, where the mother basically texts the kids to come down for dinner, right? I totally understand, I totally hear what Belgian is saying, and I think the sad thing about that is there's this impression that we are connected, when in fact all we are is we are in contact, but we are not really connected. And the level and depth of the connection is what suffers. And we've talked about this here in regards to the show, Paul, where we've said what we do here is we actually sit for 1 hour and we talk to people and we have that old-fashioned thing called a conversation.
Yeah, right.
Right, and with no expectations of where it's going to go necessarily. To a certain extent, we do a little bit of due diligence, but we really don't want to know. We want to experience the exchange and connectivity with somebody.
Absolutely.
And we're doing it across the planet right now with Belly. And I share your concern about that aspect of it. And in fact, the one thing I got out of Ice Brawl last time in Vegas that just stuck with me is somebody was doing a session and they had all this research about the trends in the spa industry. And there was a great thing about the fact that there's more visits to spas happening. But at the same time, the duration of the visits was getting shorter, right? So the whole industry is trying to adjust to where it's like shorter treatments, more variety, etc. Because the people's time allotment is shorter. But at the end of that same report, it talked about millennials and it talked about stuff like that. And one of the concerns and things that people have, and one of them is exactly what you just said. There is a fear of aloneness in a society that is constantly in contact with one another.
Right.
Yeah.
Seems strange, doesn't it? Hey, let's let that thought simmer for a moment here. We got to take a quick commercial. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Rod Life as our age explorer explores the issues of getting older and all the issues we're going through as we take our journey on this planet here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You have been listening. If you are like the majority of Americans, you want to continue living in a familiar environment throughout your maturing years. In fact, according to many surveys, 82% of homeowners overwhelmingly prefer to age in place, which means living in their current homes safely, independently, and comfortably, regardless of age or ability level. With over 30 years of combined experience in residential, commercial, hospitality, and destination resorts fields, Your Home for a Lifetime is a company dedicated to empowering you to maintain your quality of life and independence by helping you make your house your home for a lifetime. Do you want to reorganize or remodel your home? Do you want to add a full bathroom and possibly a bedroom on the main floor? Are you looking to make your kitchen more functional? Is an aging parent moving in, or your child is moving out, or even moving back in? Call Your Home for a Lifetime at 949-492-1872 or check them out on the web at yourhomeforalifetime.com and find out how they can help you make your house your home for a lifetime.
We're back with, I'm going to have her say, is it Belgin Akoy? Aksoy? How do I pronounce your name here? Belgin Aksoy?
Aksoy, right.
Aksoy, right. It took me four times to get it here. I'm still saying Rad when I should say Rod, because Rod spells his name, to me, looks like Rad here. His radical life he's living here. What do you think about that, guys? That's the other issue. So you're talking about happiness, and you're talking about that importance. That's a big component in wellness. And we talked about being in a world where we're all in contact with one another, but we're not really connected anymore because we're sitting alone, isolated in some room while we pretend to feel connected to a tribe, to a community, to a group of people that we call friends. What about the other aspect of this that you talked about in your commercial here? We're going to have another 30, 40 years of life because of the wonders of modern medicine and because we are living healthier, so we're going to live longer. Will that make us happier?
You'll have more time to try to figure it out.
What do you think, Belgin? Is that part of it? You know, you talk about the isolation. That's certainly a big issue we've talked about with, since the show is primarily about aging. As people age, they lose people. They lose contact. They become more isolated. They become less able to move around. They become more stuck someplace. And then their fear is they're going to get stuck away. And yes, we're alive, but it's not making us happier. What do you think of all that, guys?
The only thing I'll add to that, I'll let Belgin answer that, but the only thing I'll add to that is the cool thing about this aspect of wellness or being, or this awareness or desire to get to that point of awareness, right? And I've said this before, just in my own experience going through my own life journey and getting to the point where you know, you all become aware of certain things. There are moments where you wish you were not aware.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. There are moments where you wish ignorance is bliss, right? And those are the moments where you're basically feeling maybe a little tired, a little lazy. You really don't want to make the effort. You know it's for, in your best interest, but, you know, human nature tends to sometimes have this sort of inertia aspect, right? And here's the funny thing about awareness. The funny thing about awareness is that when you basically get to that point of awareness, it's like there's somebody all of a sudden tells you there's a switch in the corner of the room on the wall that you can go there and turn on and you get light in the room. Well, now the light in the room is too bright, and I just wished for a minute I could turn it off. And I go over there to where I know the switch is. Awareness is when that switch is no longer there, because you can't turn it off. Once you have gotten to that point of awareness, I think the cool thing of it is that it is now part of your integrated life.
Can't go back to ignorance.
What do you do with it now? And the fact that we have additional time, maybe more so than the generation before us, is an opportunity and a blessing that we really should not squander.
Well, we lost Belgin again here, so let's see if I can get her back on her Skype connection.
I'll say this while you try to do that. You mentioned California, and you mentioned about, you know, well, you know, here we are in California, and wellness is a thing that we all absorb and embody.
Oh, it's, we're the epitome of supposedly wellness. This is sun and fun and well-toned California.
Guess what? To Belgian's point, I completely agree. The wellness aspect of it in a wellness state like California, in most cases, is physical. It's vanity-based.
It's not true wellness or true happiness.
Because what I hear her saying and what I agree with completely, personally and also from a benefit point of view, is that it is about balance. It is about indulging in that little piece of something once in a while if you want to. It is about making time, okay? It is about prioritizing things and getting to the point where you realize what it is that is important in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to do things that make you happy that maybe somebody else, that doesn't work for them. There's a little bit of an aspect of, and you and I have had this conversation before, somewhere along the course of history, the word selfish has become a negative word.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the word selfish actually is giving to yourself sometimes. I mean, it doesn't hurt as long as you aren't hurting somebody else. But if you're giving to yourself, then you're putting credit in the bank of Rod, Paul, Belgin, that then you can draw on to basically help and give to others. Without that, you have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we have nothing with Belgin. We're trying to get her back on here.
We lost her. She's sending me a message here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, trying to call back. Let's just do that again here.
I'm letting her know that we're trying to get hold of her, Paul. Okay. I will say, I want her to talk about this, but you know, there are aspects. You know, they have a manifesto. They have a seven-step manifesto. And I'm not going to steal her thunder in case we get her back, but there's a seven-step manifesto for wellness. And it's a very simple manifesto, if you will. And, you know, it's not this, you know, you will now basically go to an ashram and you will give away all your worldly belongings and you will now become one of the whole. You know, that,
right.
I believe, is... And the cool thing about that kind of, you know, I'm being tongue-in-cheek about it, but we talk about boomers and we talk about people that are now in a part of their life where they're not maybe driven by having to pursue a path of a career and work, and they maybe can have some time to give to themselves, right?
Right.
Well, you guys as boomers, and I say you guys very, very respectfully, but you guys boomers, you actually...
I think you had it right the first time. I think we were just rumors. I'm not sure we're really boomers.
Well, you're rumors that you're boomers? Okay, you're rumors that you're boomers. Okay, I think that would be an interesting show. Maybe we do that around Halloween or something. It's rumored that they're boomers. But you guys have, again, experimented with that. You've experimented with sort of existentialism. And you've experimented with you know, sort of communal and ashram. And, you know, we talk about, the, you know, the hippie generation.
Trying to find ourselves, trying to look for in new places, new ways.
Like inner meaning, right? You went down that path of searching for inner meaning on one level or the other, to one degree or the other. And you basically did that earlier on in your generation of boomers, what is now boomers, sort of life journey. And then other things took place, you know, your job, career, family, whatever. And I think the cool thing is that you have now, as a generation, another opportunity to maybe go back to checking that out and indulging in that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, shine a light for the rest of us to follow by example.
Well, I think the example is we're not going to make it with Belgin back here today, and that's unfortunate.
You want to keep trying on your end, Paul? I mean, otherwise, I wish Belgin was here to basically do this, but I know she wanted to cover this, so I will really quickly, I'm not going to do it the justice that she would, but
right.
You know, the Global Wellness Day which again is June 13th, I believe is what she said, or second Saturday in June.
Uh-huh.
And it really is dedicated as a reminder for people who have joined us in the second half. It is dedicated to reminding people around the world about the importance of living well, whatever that may mean for you individually. As part of this movement, and they created this sort of seven-step manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really very small, seven small steps that the idea is to make a big impact. I think it works on the idea of basically instilling new habits, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the seven-step manifesto is walk 1 hour, drink more water, you know, don't use plastic bottles, get those refillable ones.
Mm-hmm.
Eat organic local produce. Again, connecting, we talk about being disconnected, right? I mean, biggest disconnection I know is, and we joke about it all the time, is nobody knows where their food comes from anymore because they believe it grows in styrofoam containers and shows up at the fridges.
I always thought it did.
Yeah, well, moo, no, that doesn't. The cow doesn't come that way. So, you know, eat organic local produce. Do a good deed. Eat a family dinner.
Oh, wow. You mean together? Where we got to sit and look at each other and talk to each other?
Well, their manifesto doesn't say together, but I believe the word family alludes to the fact that maybe it should be. Go to bed at 10 p.m. I am guilty as charged. I do not do that enough.
Oh, no.
And I feel it. And as you get older, it becomes even harder and harder. I was joking with somebody today. We had an installation at an airport yesterday, and I didn't get back home until 5:30 in the morning because I had to do the work overnight.
Wow.
And then at 8 o'clock in the morning, I had to be at another job site. Well, the funny thing is I woke up at 7:30, and it, you know about that feeling back in the day when you, because of other reasons, you couldn't even risk putting anything in your system because your body is just not awake yet?
Yeah.
I was joking about the fact that when that used to happen to me in the past, it's because I basically just had one hell of a wild night the night before. Not because I basically was installing in a barber shop at an airport.
Yeah.
Right?
So, you know, exactly.
Talk about life telling you, you're getting older, buddy. Again, you know, the seven-step manifesto, the suggestions for more healthy steps that people around the world can take towards wellness, okay? And I think they're also, with Global Wellness Day as an organization, they are asking you just to, and I think it's part of their slogan, to just say yes, to actually give, say, sounds canned, I am worth it and I should give to myself.
Yes.
Okay, and that, if the hope is that highlighting that one day, okay, is that one whole day, if you actually just commit to doing that it could technically change your whole life.
That's a bold statement. One thing can have a cascading effect on your life here.
I'll tell you what's cool about this, Paul, because at the end of the day, it's, you know, is this esoteric? Is this just feel good, right?
Mm-hmm.
The embracement of this concept, it's like somebody basically said, aha. Because the embracement of this concept across an industry that's the multi-billion dollar industry globally, right, has just caught like wildfire. And people are trying to figure it out. They're trying to understand. But I've seen people that used to be maybe purely in sort of the therapeutic side of the industry that are now extending themselves to where they're educating themselves and participating in, you know, organic cooking, or all natural ingredients, or community gardens, or you know, establishing socially responsible engagement between their businesses and giving back to their communities. You know, you and I talk about this all the time, about how all news and all engagement these days has become local, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, right.
This is a thing that is resonating with a lot of people on a local level, and I think it's also, to Belgium's credit, a global movement. So I encourage everybody to check out Global Wellness Day. You know, it's every year, so you got plenty of time. Next one is in June. So
we'll have to get ready for it and have some festivities and special shows built around it here.
She's not here, so I'm gonna give their website, which I want to get this right. You can find their information on spotfinder.com. You can find them. They have a Facebook page. The organization's website is globalwellnessday.org.
Mm-hmm.
They have something in the range of about 60 or 70 ambassadors across the planet. She's starting to tell us that have engaged in this effort. Their opening page on their website is basically a map of all the facilities that have basically, or countries that have engaged in this. You know, Sweden, Germany. I will say this, it is interesting how Europe and Asia and sort of that across the Middle East seems to be a little bit more engaged in it. And it may be because physically that's where it started, but it's definitely catching on in the Americas. And I wish she was here to basically just give her contact information. I'm not going to, we'll post it on the website. And again, the date for next year is June 11th. That will be the Saturday, June 11th, 2016.
All right, we're going to leave it there. I know Belgin's, we're able to text each other, and she said she's sorry that whatever the issue is, that we just can't seem to continue our conversation in Skype here. But it isn't a phone, folks. It doesn't work that perfectly. But I'm glad we were able to get that information out and give them a site to connect, and we'll now we have to have her back because I just want to know.
Yes, we will. And if nothing else, definitely leading up to the Global Wellness Day. But I want to thank her if she's here, if she's listening, or she'll hear this podcast later. But I want to thank Belgin Aksoy from who called in from Turkey at 10:30 at night.
Wow.
To join us live here on the Rad Life, and these are the kind of moments that I really, really am happy why we have this show. So
exactly.
Thanks, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and I will see you next week in the studio, and we will...
We'll be back and pick it up as our Age Explorer tackles the issues nobody else wants to look at and brings people in from around the world to give us their ideas and advice on how we can all be happier with this journey that we're on here. We're not getting off, and we don't want to get off. We want to ride it out. We want to make sure it's a good time.
No, opportunity and fun times ahead.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Rad Life Radio Show with your host and age explorer, Rad Gontos, brought to you on the one and only OCTalkRadio.net. Join us again next week as we continue our journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older.